Right now, we've got Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce here in the studio for the Short and Sweet Business Beats on this week when we're all celebrating a Tar Heel National Championship.
I hope that the celebrations can continue. Those at home don't recognize that you are wearing an amazing championship shirt. I believe purchased locally so that those tax dollars were local.
It was indeed.
I have challenged Aaron to wear it for the rest of the week.
Yeah, so, I did have my my lucky Carolina blue shirt, not the UNC shirt that I wore on championship day last year, because that is clearly an unlucky shirt,
but a different shirt
that is Carolina blue, but not actually a Carolina shirt. It just happens to be the same color, but it worked. I wore it all 6 days, and now it's definitely in the wash, and that's happening tonight because it desperately needs it.
Or maybe just a championship per day of the week is what people should aim for.
Well, I'm putting this one in the wash tonight, so I'll have it for the rest of the week if need be. So, sure, that works. I teach class on Monday and Wednesdays, and usually you dress up a little bit for it, but today I'm like, the heck with it. I'm walking in with
that
the UNC shirt.
It is dressing up. You're dressing like a champion.
Wardrobe of champions. So, UNC shirt.
I hope that everyone is continuing to celebrate. There's lots going on this weekend, so folks can continue to celebrate. So we are in spring in April, and this is my annual rant on, wait, why do we have three egg hunts? But I just want to remind
all on the same day.
But we have three egg hunts coming up Saturday, April 8th. The town of Chapel Hill is hosting theirs 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I will be there.
Presented by Southern Village and the merchants on the market, several of which are chamber members. So I think you can do all three of these egg hunts if I have the chronology correctly.
Yeah. Two of them are simultaneous, but they last for a couple of hours. So,
So just take your kids to all three. The Carrboro Community Egg Hunt is on this Saturday from 12 until 2. And then the Orange County Community Egg Hunt at the Riverwalk, that'll be from 12 until 3, so with different hunt times. So make sure that you check out more information. Most egg hunts are posted at carolinachamber.org/member news.
Not all of them.
Most of them.
I guess eggs do come in dozens, so egg hunts should come in dozens.
Come in dozens,
as well.
All on the same day.
Your beef with eggs is that there's a whole bunch of them that are all happening simultaneously. My beef with egg hunts is that we don't call them Easter egg hunts. I am perfectly fine with abstracting Christmas out and saying happy holidays, because it's not just Christmas. It's the holiday season.
Right.
It's Hanukkah. It's Kwanzaa. It's New Year's. It's Thanksgiving. It's a whole big season of holidays. This is Easter. Let's just call it what it is. Community egg hunt.
Community egg hunt. Well, speaking of eggs, we want to make sure that folks know about our Eggs with Elected Officials event coming up. This is an opportunity to talk to federal, state, and local elected officials. That'll be 8 to 10 a.m., and I don't think anyone else is having an event like this.
Not simultaneously.
So from 8 to 10 a.m., I hope you'll join us Wednesday, April 26th. This is free for chamber members. There is a non-member price, so this is a great opportunity to talk to many of your elected officials about whatever's on your mind over hard-boiled eggs at 8 to 10 a.m. Wednesday, April 26th at the Great Room at Top of the Hill downtown.
Specifically hard-boiled eggs.
So, right. But we've asked our elected officials to share with everyone how they like their eggs. So I believe Michael Parker likes his eggs scrambled.
All right. That's good to know. I will put that in the book.
So if you are not at 1, 2, or 3 egg hunts this April 8th, we want to let you know
You're leaving out the doggy egg hunt, the adult egg hunt, I think it's just the 5. I think those are the 5.
5.
Yeah. 3 kids, 1 dogs, and 1 adults that Pause Forever is doing. And they're all, right on top of each other.
There are eggs everywhere.
Eggs are popping.
And in addition to, the folks might want to continue to celebrate by going to the spring football game on Saturday. There are a lot of things going on April 8th, so no one should be bored. The American Legion property is having a community input opportunity. You are invited to a charrette, and one might ask, what the heck is a charrette?
One might ask that.
It's a public design and planning activity. This will be an exciting opportunity for folks to talk about what they see at American Legion. This is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Legion Hut at 1714 Legion Road. And they'll recap the day at 3:30, but it's a drop-in and talk about what you want to see at American Legion. if you're not able, because you're going to one, two, or three egg hunts to join.
Or the spring football game.
Or the spring football game, or many of the other events that I'll talk about. We'll be having our community bocce derby at the American Legion. And so I think that's another great opportunity to experience the property. And maybe I'm hoping that we can find a creative way for folks while they're at the bocce derby to talk about what they want to see at the American Legion property.
That's going to be later on this month.
And that'll be later on this month, Thursday, April 20th, 3:30 to 8:30 p.m. Only less than 10 teams left, so make sure you register now, carolinachamber.org/bocce. That's B-O-C-C-E.
Awesome.
On April 8th, if you're not tired from egg hunts, the spring football game, or talking about American Legion's property for 8 hours, the Art Center is presenting their Always Inspiring Gala at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. That's from 6 to 8. And that's benefiting the arts in the community with a four-course dinner, including fabulous wine and a silent and live art auction.
And if you're excited about that, by the way, Dan Mayer from the Art Center is going to be here in like 10 minutes, and we're going to be talking about that exact thing.
So
that's this Saturday too.
We'll let Dan pick it up where I left it off. But also, that at that same time, New Hope Camp is having their Taste in Tunes. They will have live music, food, and a wall of wine. I'm really curious what the wall of wine is, but and a silent auction. So there are lots of opportunities.
I think we sang that song on the bus in elementary school.
The wall of
99 bottles of wine on the wall.
My new bumper music, unfortunately. But the great ways to support our community.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Dan will be on to talk about the Always Inspiring Gala, and hope you'll check out New Hope Camp's Taste and Tunes. As always, you can find more member news at carolinachamber.org/member news.
We're talking with Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. And we were talking about this, I think, on Monday as part of our sort of pregame stuff, that like literally every organization in the Chapel Hill area, when they're scheduling things, they always wait until after the national championship, just on the off chance that Carolina makes it that far, which we frequently do. But then the following weekend, there's just this flood of events. You got egg hunts and galas and
football
games and all of this stuff going on. So we've got this stack of just notes, and like, go to here, go there, go to this other thing. If you want to do all of them at once, you can't, but you can do these 12 things if you want to make a whole day out of it.
Well, but I am glad that Carolina went as many weekends as they did, and wouldn't trade that for anything.
Yep.
So we're getting a start on April. We're starting April with a bang, so
absolutely.
Make sure you find out more about April and the events going on at carolinachamber.org/member news. But also another thing going on April, this is not on April 8th,
yes,
and it does not involve eggs, but we're excited to celebrate with Youth Works on Main. This is adjacent to the PTA Thrift Shop and is a new organization. They are having their ribbon cutting. The celebration starts at 5:30, and that's at 117 West Main Street. And so Barbara Jesse Black, who's been, I think, on Fred Black's show here, executive director of the PTA Thrift Shop, she says, so often small to medium-sized organizations are hindered by a lack of capacity. So that's why they're creating a radical collaborative environment to empower local nonprofits who are making a difference in the lives of youth by helping them build capacity and sustainable practices.
Awesome.
So I can't wait to see the new space at Youth Works on Main. So that grand opening is at 5:30, Tuesday, April 11th. You can attend as a member of the media, and we will be cutting the ribbon at 6:15.
And that's another event that we're going to be there live for.
Awesome.
I'm going to be here on the air, but Ron Stutz is going to be there, and we're going to be doing a live remote from that event. We'll have Skajaja folks on, I think, and some PTA Thrift Shop and Youth Forward and Musical Empowerment and Triangle Bike Works and all of these great organizations that are going to be sharing in this space are going to be on with Ron. So if you can't make it out to the actual ribbon cutting, just tune in to WCHL Tuesday during the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to have a lot to say about that, because that's a really, really cool thing that's coming to downtown Carver.
It's exciting. And we'll have both Mayors Lavelle and Mayor Heminger that will be making remarks, and glad that folks can tune in. As I know, listeners always tune in to Afternoon with Aaron, but folks will tune in Tuesday, April 11th, and celebrate with Youth Works on Main.
All right. Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce, carolinachamber.org is the website. How did you celebrate on Monday night? What did you do?
I
was going to ask you this at the beginning, but then we got into eggs, and I wanted to ask.
Let me see if I can make sure that I reinforce my message of that we should have walkable environments, but I will say I was at a friend's house watching the game, and and celebrating by driving home, but driving as close as we could to the celebrations while listening to Coach Williams' press conference, and then was excited to go to the Smith Center. Confession, I skipped the Carbon Board of Aldermen meetings and Orange County Board of Commissioner meetings, who were having very important conversations about
transit. They were.
But
we are having Mark Dorison coming in at 5:30 today, so we'll talk about that.
Okay,
We've got a circuit court decision about LGBT discrimination that we got to talk about as well. But we'll talk about the county commissioners meeting for those of you who went to the Smith Center instead, which is a perfectly fair choice.
I will tune in later because I went to welcome the Tar Heels, and it was great to hear from all the players, from Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and also Chancellor Fold and Coach Williams. So it was great to welcome home the Tar Heels.
I will say, in conjunction with We Need a Walkable Environment, I did walk. I walked from here.
Okay.
I walked from University Place up the hill on Franklin Street to the celebration. Sidewalk all the way, fairly well lit, narrow sidewalks in certain places, and the one bike rider who was with me had to get off his bike and walk up the hill, and we kept passing each other as he got back on the bike, passed me, got off the bike, I passed him. We bonded. It was fun.
Well, kudos.
But you can actually do that. It's a nice walk. It takes half an hour.
So kudos to making pedestrian bike-friendly environments. I just had a meeting about that this morning with the Town of Chapel Mobility Plan, but we would be remiss if we did not thank all the public works and transit and police and public safety officers that made sure that they were safely celebrating.
And they don't get to celebrate. Like, they're out there working while everyone else is having a good time and just trying to celebrate internally while making sure that 55,000 people are safe with three bonfires around. Like, that's a tough job. And they did it.
It's why they did amazing. The celebrations going all week.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Aaron, I'll be back tomorrow to make sure that you're wearing the same T-shirt.
Okay.
And I'll say, end with Go Tar Heels.
Go Tar Heels. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.